Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
The Isley Brothers bring us back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. Those are a couple of websites where you can find all the great stuff that Jeff does and how he helps his clients. He is Mr. Wordsmith. He's got words for you. If you need help with words, he can do it. Hey, Jeffrey, thank you for being here. I've got a burr under my blanket today, Jeff. There's an older couple in their 80s, octogenarian couple, been married, we now know, in their 64 years or so, and they were coming home on the train in New York from an evening out, and somebody caught them canoodling, as your mother and my mother would say, necking. They were necking, right? And so they were smooching each other, I guess. And somebody caught them doing this old, cute little old couple kissing on the train, you know, like a couple of 17-year-olds. And they took that picture and posted it on their Facebook page, on the photographer's Facebook page. Did not know who the couple was, didn't ask them permission, did not know who they were. And so the internet went nuts wanting to know who these people were, and they finally figured out who they were, and they put it out there, and the family has admitted that that's our mom and dad. They've been married 64 years. And everybody's going, aww.
Yeah.
And I said, baloney.
What
did that person walk up and say, I want to take a picture of you and post it on Facebook. Would you please pose smooching each other? I don't think that happened.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Have we gotten so narcissistic nationally as a society? Have we gotten so narcissistic and so what's the word I want to use? That we believe we can interfere with other people's lives. And they posted it on their website. I mean, their Facebook page. Who gave them the right to do that, Jeff? Am I being an old fogey for saying that?
Well, an old fogey, maybe not just for saying that, but no. But I got to tell you, there's a couple thoughts that come to mind there. That couple has a you know, we talk about privacy and we talk about walking down the street. There is no implied or inherent privacy to walking down the street and not getting caught on closed circuit television that cops or the man or just a company's surveillance video happens to catch you on.
Right.
There is no implied privacy there anymore. And there's no implied privacy any longer on social media on my own. So if I put my cell phone number, if I put my social security number out on my social media, I have to assume that someone out there is going to grab that. And if I don't, I'm being a dummy.
But if I'm in the street, and you're out in your front yard.
What's wrong with this?
Go ahead.
The couple who was on the subway, when it comes to, they can't assume that New York City subway hasn't captured their actions, okay?
Right,
but
right.
They have to be able to assume that some stranger isn't going to shoot their shot and post it on social media. They are not, in the legal sense, from a constitutional sense, they are not a public figure. So if that were, you know, if that were two celebrities or two politicians out there necking in a subway, mm-hmm. they're public figures. They're people can do with what they want with, to most instances, what they want with their likeness. But in this instance, that was wrong. And there should have been an assumption of privacy, and that person just through consciousness, just having a good conscience, should not have shot that photo and posted it without asking first.
Does it bother you?
May I?
Does it bother you that every time something happens, you see people putting up their phones and videotaping it and posting it on their Facebook page to get their 15 minutes of fame? Folks, everything everybody does isn't worthy of being seen forever and ever. I mean, I don't need to know about that. Do you, Jeff? I mean,
there are certain moments that
I'm really
to
frustrated
us
about
may
this.
Seem there are certain moments that may seem timeless when we're out and we all now are amateur photographers thinking we're professionals. So
that's
we
the
want
problem.
To capture those moments.
That's
and
the
it's
problem.
One thing to be on a vacation and capture a neat moment that you're going to put on your social media. You're going to create a little scrapbook later. But I got to tell you, you know, my daughter is planning a wedding. She's going to have a note out front, no cell phones. No
yeah.
cell phone photography yeah. during the wedding.
Yeah.
Because people lean over into the aisle,
oh, yeah.
the aisle
oh, yeah.
as they're walking down the aisle and shoot photos. Then my daughter, who's paying for a photographer to shoot that picture, is going to have a dozen people in the background
that's
leaning
exactly
over
right.
into the aisle shooting that photo.
And
you
that's,
know what? You want a photo, talk to the host
but,
after the fact.
But why – and I had something happen to me recently where I got videotaped in a town hall kind of thing. And the people put it up on Facebook, and I didn't give them permission to do that. I mean, they weren't with a news media. They were just an individual who posted it on their Facebook page. I didn't give them permission to do that, and it made me mad.
It's a tough call. When you are even a private citizen in a public event, you know, it's a tough call.
But,
as to whether
but
you
Jeffrey, if I'm in the street, and you're having trouble with your lawnmower, and you're ranting and raving at your lawnmower, and I'm videotaping you doing that, and then I put it up on my Facebook page, everybody thinks it's funny.
That's wrong.
That's exactly.
Right. That's wrong.
Folks,
absolutely.
Please, let's think about privacy before we do some of this stuff. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, Chief Home Officer, GotWords.com, all that. Find him there and let him help you. If you need words, he's got them. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.